Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Jess from eBay. We received a callback request, so can you please give me your name?
Yes, it's Henry J. Wormsley.
Alright, thank you. Henry, I just want to let you know that this call is being recorded for your quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
That's fine, yes.
Alright, then tell me how I can help you today.
On the 25th of September, yesterday, at 5:04 p.m., a customer made a purchase for dispatch to Portugal. I'm wondering if you could look at that purchase for me.
Absolutely. Let me pull up your account real quick. Give me a minute. Can you at least try to give me the item number?
Yes, the item number is 124 179 591 031.
Okay, so this is for the T300 iron powder, alright?
That's right, yes.
Okay. So yeah, what was the concern about it, sir?
The concern is, can you see the postage charge settings for that item for dispatch from the UK to Portugal?
Hold on, let me check. So initially the buyer had been charged a delivery fee of £1.58, right?
No. There are two similar looking orders. We're looking at the one at 5:04 p.m.
How about giving me the user ID of the buyer, sir?
The user ID of the buyer is A1.
Okay, there we go. Let me check. Yeah, our system is just updating. Hold on. Okay, there we go. I have it here now. So this particular buyer actually made a payment for a postage of £5.98, right?
That's correct. What is the postage set to on the listing?
I do apologize, sir. I will not be able to see the information to the listing itself.
Yes, you can.
We don't have an access to it, sir.
You're
the only one.
Nonsense. What
click
nonsense?
Click on revise. Mm-hmm. Sorry?
I said, what nonsense? You can open that listing.
Just the transaction itself, sir.
You can open any listing you like, so don't lie. That's the first lie you've told me today. If you open that listing as if you were a buyer, and you set the postage location to Portugal from the postage rates tab, and you set the quantity to 2, and you hit... Oh dear, I've been cut off. That's not very good, is it, eBay? Hello?
Hi, good morning to you. This is Joan Air from eBay Selling Department. How may I help you today?
I was wondering if you could check something out on one of my listings for me.
Of course, I'll be more than willing to. Let me know your name.
It's Henry J. Wormsley.
Thank you, Henry. I got your account verified and secured. What exactly you'd like me to check here on your listing?
Could you look at item number?
Okay.
124.
Mm.
179.
Mm-hmm.
591.
Mm-hmm.
031.
So I got the item number here, 124-179-59103, correct?
Well, it was 124-179-591.
I got it, sir. The Charanga and La Calle, this item, yeah, is that right? That is the item, or not?
No, it's
Can you, I see. Okay, can you please repeat the item number, sir? I'm sorry.
Sure, yes. 124.
Okay.
179.
Okay.
591. 031.
031. So there's one at the end. Okay, thank you. So as for checking, this is 1,300 iron powder, thyroid radio inductor.
That's
how
right,
yes.
How
this item?
I would like you to go to the postage and payments tab.
Okay, give me a moment. So yes, I have here the postage and payments.
Could you change your country to Portugal?
So, I totally understand you. So you said you'd like to change this. Is it the item location? You'd like to change it in Portugal, or you would like to change the post to address here?
I want you to pretend that you are in Portugal buying quantity 2 of these items. So you just, in the postage and payments...
Okay, yes. Okay, I got you. So I'm searching Portugal here to the country. Element of P. Okay, I have the Portugal. So when I get rates, so it says that it's a cost for economy delivery is £5.98 for postage and packaging. Each additional item is will cost £1.98. This is economy delivery. Estimated delivery is as 6th of October to 23rd. And for the other option is Royal Mail International signed for a cost of £14.98. Additional cost is £2.98. It would be estimated delivery is 30th of September to 21st of October.
Okay, that's what I see as well. So for two items, the postage charge would be how much?
For two items, the postage charge will definitely, there's additional post cost for that. So if I'm gonna use economy delivery, I'm gonna pay, if I'm gonna purchase two. So each of those items will be adding £1.98. So out of this £5.98, we will have the £1.98 multiplied by 2. So we have £3.96. £3.96 plus £5.98 is, that would be a total of £9.94.
No, it would actually be less than that. It would be 1 times the £5.98 plus one additional item.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, if that's the case, so meaning to say what we're just gonna have here is £5.98 plus the £1.98, so that would be a total of £7.96.
That's correct?
Correct.
Now then.
Okay.
I would like you to now look in my paid and dispatched items list, please.
Paid and dispatch.
Yes.
Well, your dispatch time, sir, is one working day.
I would like you to look in my list of paid and dispatched items of a purchase from the 25th of September, yesterday, at 5:04 p.m.
Okay, I have your paid and dispatched. Is that on the same item, sir?
It is, yes.
Or not?
Yes, it is.
So I have your paid and dispatch here for the buyer, the latest.
And there's another one.
Okay, we have here.
That's correct.
35 pounds and 88. So this person ordered two items to you. Then if we're gonna check this person's location. So, alright. As I'm willing to help upon checking, I've seen they are in US location. But exactly if we're gonna check their delivery address, is it states here that they're located in Portugal.
Right.
So now, for that person located in Portugal, they paid for 35 pounds and 88 pence in total. So if we're gonna validate this, sir, is that the item cost is, let me just check this item here. Let me just copy this person's name. So upon seeing here, sir, is the person have paid for the item cost of £29.90 in total. So each of your items cost of £12.95.
No, £14.95.
Let me double check, because it says on the system is that £12.95. So let me review that again. So it says ranging for £12.95 each. So you have an order discount here or multi-buy. So if they will gonna purchase two or more, they will receive 5% off to their items. So if we'll say I'm gonna buy two, as I'm located in Portugal, so basically they will gonna be able to avail that £12.56 each, correct?
No. Please look at the order details for that purchase.
I understand you, sir, but however, check this first by this item, but you have your collars on it, so for the collar, let me see what the person ordered to you for the collar of this item. Hold on. They ordered T302 red. So let's go back again. So buy two, select the, okay, so for T302 red is for two, that would be £14.50 for that specific buyer. So £14.50, we're gonna now filter this and change to Portugal location, then post to.
Multi-buy discounts do not apply in Portugal.
Yes, sir. I mean, sir, the buyer, that if they will purchase an item to you, right? They will select how many items they'd like to buy. Now, if they would like to buy two items, they'll just gonna pay, it depends upon to the caller. So if we're gonna select this person's order to your T300, is they will avail £14.50 out of it.
Multi-buy purchases are not available in Portugal. And they have not been applied. You can see that in the purchase details, in the order details. Otherwise, it would say that a multi-buy discount has been applied, which it does not. Please look at the order details.
I can see here, sir, that it was been applied because the person paid for total cost of the item for two of them is £29.90. So they have availed that £14.50 out of it. So basically, that's the cost for each of them.
No.
So if we'll multiply it by two, it's £29.90 plus the postage.
No. £14.50 times two would be £29, not £29.90. I say again that multi-buy discounts do not function in Portugal. And you can also see that no multi-buy discount has been applied, otherwise it would be noted on the order details. Please look at the order details.
So what do you mean to say, sir?
I want you to look at the order details page.
I'm looking it. So what do you mean to what do you want me to help you here?
I want you to look at the order details page and tell me
I'm
what you see.
I'm looking it already, sir.
Well, it doesn't say £14.50, does it? It says £14.95.
It says 29. It says the total cost of this person paid to you, £35.88.
I know what the total is.
That is what I can see here.
What
so if you would like me to ask, breaking down what are the payments that the person paid here?
Yes.
I can definitely tell that by not looking on this order details of payment of the person.
Well, what does it say on the order details page?
So it just says here that this item was been sold for £14.95 each. So
that's right.
And the VAT rate was been added for that for 20%. That's why it cost total of £29.90.
I agree that the total is £29.90 and that the VAT inclusive price for one of those items is half of that, £14.95. Now you're looking at the order details page, aren't you?
Yes.
What does the postage say?
£5.98.
We agreed earlier on that that postage should be 5.98 plus 1.98.
Alright, so if that's the case, sir, now, you should be direct, okay? You want us to assist you to make this postage cost be amended, right? So, not a problem, we'll help you. So, allow me to check what we can do here, okay?
So, you agree that that postage charge was incorrect?
We'll still check it.
Well, you've just agreed because we've been through
we'll
each number.
We'll still check it, sir.
So, that postage rate applied was incorrect.
We'll still check it.
Well, you
first.
Check it then.
Yeah. Allow me to place the call on hold for a minute or two for further checking. Is that okay for you?
Okay, yes.
Thank you. I'll be back. Hello.
Hello.
Henry. Hi, I'm really sorry to wait on the line, but appreciate your patience in waiting. So here's what I did. I've partially checked here. So basically, sir, it seems like there's some kind of latency here. So, well, first we'll refresh this for you. Then maybe we will call you back after an hour or maybe after 24 hours. Is that okay for you?
What do you mean there is a latency?
Well, somehow the system is just refreshing here, so we have to refresh this first successfully, and after this is we can tell that what would be the best thing that we have to do here, because I've able to actually send this to one of our relevant team here to furtherly investigate this, what is happening, why this postage cost that you've added on it was not been there. Because most cases, sir, is that whatever the postage cost you've able to put on the system, even though you have that additional fee cost for it, is most cases is the one that just been recognized is the postage cost itself. But if that's the case, you would like it to be added there, we'll try our best to first refresh our system for you. That's why we're asking if you will allow us to be able to do this maybe within 24 hours. Then after that, we'll be more than willing to call you back. And that is assured, sir. You can take note my name for this. My name is Jonah, J-O-N-A, okay?
Jonah, what do we do about this particular purchase that has gone through right already?
Now, sir, we cannot yet provide you the options because we are still checking this to one of our relevant team as well.
But you can see that an error has occurred here, as we have been through in detail.
Might possible, sir, but I'm really sorry, sir.
It has happened. You can see it with your eyes. It is wrong. It is another eBay site error, and I wish to complain about it.
Yes, sir. That's why we're going to fix this if this is an error, okay? So we are willing to fix this for you.
Well, it is an error because you've seen it with your eyes. It's not if it's an error, it is an error. So, how do we correct this particular purchase, which has gone through?
I cannot do this for right now, sir. I cannot do something about it just right now. I need to escalate this first, okay? So, that's why I'm asking if you will give us some time, just maybe within 24 hours, sir.
Yes, and when you do
that,
you need to
call. Right now, I cannot do yet something about it.
Yes, and when you do that, you need to call back on the correct number.
Yes, I will. I will.
Right, and that is this number.
785-9.
Well, don't call back on the wrong number like you always do then.
Yes, I have it here, sir. I know that your
right,
number that
you're and I wish to
calling.
Complain now.
Noted here, sir.
And what happens to that complaint?
Definitely, sir. Right now, sir, I've escalated this already to one of our relevant team. They're looking for it, and definitely, and that with all this, so that you will have that exact postage cost that you preferred to be on the system, okay?
What about
so
this particular purchase? Are you going to give me £1.98 that eBay has defrauded me out of?
Sir, we don't have yet that option, okay? We're still working or checking on it, what would be the best thing that we can do about it, okay?
That's not good enough.
So just give us some time.
It's not good
enough. Within 24 hours.
It's not good
I'll
enough.
I'll call you back after 24 hours.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's pathetic. eBay. Jonah.
I'm sorry. So what do you want me to do?
I want you to give me £1.98.
Oh, if I have that money, sir, I can give that to you.
Oh, go on then. Go on then, eBay. Go on then, eBay. Go on then. Give me the £1.98 that you owe me. Because of your website error. I can't
That's
do
business. That's why, sir, I'm saying to you, this might be possible latency on it, okay?
What do you mean a latency? There's no
latency.
Latency,
a delay of reflection of the payment, sir.
Nonsense.
Okay?
What nonsense? Are you saying this
£1.98
is going to suddenly appear in my account? What nonsense?
I don't want, sir, to argue
nonsense.
With you, okay?
Well,
but
I want to argue with you because you're trying
you.
To fob me off again. What nonsense? Your site has gone wrong. It has applied the incorrect postage, as we have been through in detail, which you have agreed with. And all you can say is, oh, I don't know. It just doesn't work. Where's my £1.98? I can't do business like this. Breach of contract, eBay. You're supposed to provide a working website for my £600 a month in fees. You do not. Gotcha. sounds like there's a party going on in the background. Perhaps they should pay their attention to making the postage system work.
I'm sorry, sir. That's a different thing, okay? It's one of my colleagues. It's on a different station. So I hope that you don't mind it. They're just having their break. I'm sorry.
So what about, do I get my £1.98 back then?
That's why, sir, we're going to work on it for you. I've sent this as an escalation to one of our relevant teams.
Please also escalate it to Robert Hattrell, Vice President of eBay UK.
Who is responsible for
all eBay UK activities, including making his website work. Including making his website work and apply postage rates correctly. Oh, I think I've been cut off. Hello?
I'm really sorry, sir, again. Well, I will do love so to do that on your behalf, if I have that option. But I'll try my best again, if that's what you would like to, okay?
Yes, it is.
So noted here, everything on your account and here on our end, okay?
Because Robert Hattrell, Vice President of eBay UK, will be informed that his website is incapable of applying postage rates correctly. And you you need to do it as well, because I've been defrauded out of £1.98, and I can't do business this way. By your website, eBay.
Noted here. Anything else?
Yes, I wish to complain.
It's everything noted here, sir. So, I already provided the necessary information that you need to, and definitely for this to be fixed, as I've escalated this already, allow us just after within 24 hours.
So I'll be getting my £1.98 back, will I?
We'll do our best for you, okay? We'll do our best.
That's not good enough. Your best is never good enough, because your best is pathetic. So, not an adequate response, eBay.
I'm sorry, sir. That is what I can do right now.
Well, I'll be taking this further. That includes going to Radio 4, you and yours, consumer program, the television, and court if necessary. Is that noted?
It's your freedom, sir. You have your freedom to do that. It's your right. Well, go for it if that's what you can be happy for.
I'll be doing that then.
But again, you have referred this to us as a customer service. We are doing our best that we can to fix this. I hope that you understand as well. I hope that if you will be patient as well, sir, that sometimes there are kind of problems when it comes to online places, online marketplace, any platform online, sir. Okay? It's not all just eBay.
So
okay?
You're saying I should expect
this,
are you?
That's the job of customer service, of you relaying this to us so that we can fix this. And we'll do our very best for you, sir, as you've been our long-time seller here, okay?
So for
but if that's what you will be happy to escalate this or to tell this and raise, it's your freedom, okay? I'm not stopping you to do that.
Good.
You can do it anytime what you like to.
So for £600
again,
a month.
We'll take care of this for you. We'll take care of this for you if you'll just give us 24 hours, sir. Okay? And after that, I'm going to call you back for this. I'll be the one who'll call you back on your phone number that we've called you back right now, okay?
And a written response, please. And a written response which applies to this actual question and not some completely different question, please.
Yes, noted.
Good.
Okay, so thank you for letting me assist you today, sir. Expect a call back after 24 hours for us resolving the issue, okay? You take care and God bless you and stay safe there.
I shall look forward to your response.
Definitely, sir. Bye for now.